Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, we outline the best practices for recruiting agents to your insurance business. ASG Episode 34, How to Recruit Agents to Your Downline, written by Sarah J. Ruppel. While there's no fast and easy way to grow your business, recruiting qualified agents to your downline doesn't have to be complicated. We've gathered these tips to help you start off on the right foot. Characteristics to look for. Before you start seeking out downlines, you should form a clear idea of what you're searching for in an agent. Do you want someone who specializes in life insurance sales? Do you plan to hire an agent with experience or trained to fill that particular niche? There's no rule that says you must hire a licensed agent. However, if you take the unlicensed route, be prepared to offer incentives toward licensing fees. As you're planning, remember that the best personality for a salesperson isn't always what you might think. Most people tend to believe that extroverts excel in sales positions, but a 2013 report from the Association for Psychological Science found otherwise. It showed ambiverts, those who fall in the middle of the introvert-extrovert scale, were actually most successful in sales careers. If you haven't already, consider the power of hiring millennials. New talent brings innovation and freshness that often inspires more seasoned employees. Did you know that there are now more millennials than baby boomers? Just think of the recruiting possibilities. Perks to offer. In order to bring agents into your downline, you must give them a compelling reason to work with you. Will they gain support? Will you help with training? Maybe you'll offer leads, bonuses, office space, or other incentives. How will you compensate your recruits? A good rule of thumb is to base your downline's commissions on how you get paid. Some sales are more challenging than others, so the commission should reflect that. When you're fair about letting your agents succeed, they'll be more likely to stick with you and recommend you to their peers. Remember that as a managing general agent or MGA, you oversee the agents you bring underneath you. Be sure you can afford the agents you bring on. Slow, steady, and ready to train is the way to go. Tools to use. Whether you're looking to enlist others online or in person, there's no shortage of tools at your disposal. Keep in mind where you can reach your potential recruits. Don't be afraid to mix and match techniques until you find what works for you. Online, Craigslist is a cost-effective option that lets you post text and images without size restraints. Use Monster to tell if your recruit is actively looking. It's a well-recognized brand, but that name recognition means that it's more expensive to post a listing. LinkedIn features required profile fields, which allow you to target recruits very specifically. Offline, take advantage of networking events. Whether industry-specific events, service clubs, or local events, never underestimate the power of face-to-face interaction. Local colleges, consider working with their career placement departments to recruit young agents. And finally, newspapers. The rates to place an ad are low, and it's an ideal medium for local recruits. By following just a few of these simple guidelines, you can avoid the cost of a bad sales hire. Be sure to opt for quality rather than quantity, and you'll be on your way to recruiting success. For the articles and studies we mentioned in this episode, be sure to visit our show notes. We've also got the links to other podcast episodes you might enjoy, along with links to our social pages. That's all for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your support. And if you like our show and listen on a regular basis, we would love to hear from you. It takes just a moment to leave a review on the Apple Podcasts app or in iTunes. Let us know what you like best, even if you want to just click on a star without leaving a review. Your feedback helps us to make a better show all around, and that's what the Agent Survival Guide team is all about, helping you do business more efficiently. So please, we'd love it if you left a review, and if you do, we'll be sure to read your name and your comments in a future episode. Thank you again for your support. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.